has joined. Has joined.
Aksumaya, good evening.
Aksumaya, good evening.
Aksumaya.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Vidulachimincha. Sati. Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Tabel rinat amha sagvenu taharenu nora. Ufreshayan sentetnu. Cross-satan, Arab-satan. Rearrange the letters at Sha'ar-katan, small gates, which is a reminder to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, as this is the entry point for the negative system. Na-gibor, dor-she-yuchud-ha, ge-va-vat. Shamrin, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin, Parnasah and healing. Barchem Tacharim, Rachamei Sidkacha, Tamid Gamlem, Betet Reish, Tzadi Taf Gimel. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Asin kadosh, berov tuvcha, na'el adata, et chufbet, tet nunayim. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Hod and its essence. Of thankfulness, appreciation, and gratitude. Yachid Ge'er, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel Ushmati akatenu Yodeya Talumo Shinkufav Tadiyuta. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Malchut and its essence of kingship, kingdom, and manifestation. We've brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, The Rav Chesed the Emet, No Chesed La Lavim, No Seya Won Wafesha, The Tata Avinake.
Has joined.
We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Ulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkin te bidchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu. Uliyata l'shem yudhe bavazke b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunaya lohino alena maseya denu kanane alena maseya denu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tartane Nandakucha Parichu Koma de Aved Leela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Vele Lach Mila Bialma Vizivae Barnash Vedach Yale Yamine Yaulan Haga Beyakalana Dehaku Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolai Spirit Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study a verse from the Tanakh that has the same energy in order to connect to this energy of peace in the Middle East. The verse that we study is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liami li Israel untati wisha
has joined.
Takta willow your gaz od willow yosifu. Bene abla la anoto kaasher barishona. Our current year, the year 5781, has the energy of redemption. Again, we study a verse from the Tanakh in order to connect to this energy. The verse we study is from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Udgam mehem ayakach lakohanim lalivim. Amar Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Da Wadu Heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe Wayo La Yo Sayote Alame. Mehe shila la he aka aka heta. Heza yo ala da la awa he ya. Yozala me be he he re yo he ko me. La awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa'ala reyo ashila meyo e. Wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me. Nunu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Na me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And now we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sabbe te, ame, me be shi, la, yo, hey, anu, ah, kameta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, ah, yo, sa, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wah, wah, kabe, yo, ala, yo, hey, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, nu me ha yo he yo me nu he se se wa nu yo he he shi a yo ha shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa
has joined
yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo se za me he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he o shi a la me nu wa he a nu wa ta me la he be a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re wa he be yo yo a he ala wa me zayo ta he be me kako ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, this 20th day of Nisan, Rabbi Yecheskel Banei of Carlsberg, ben Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yaakov of Manglonitsa, ben Rabbi Elimelech of Lizans. Rabbi He Bar Shiriram Geon. Rabbi Yitzhak Hori. Rabbi Yitzhak Dover of Liadi. And Rabbi Yitzhak Dover of Liadi. And the please cover your eyes. Lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Israel, Adonai Yoheh, Adanu Yoheh, Dawanu Heyo. Eloheinu, Adonai. Yo hey wa hey adanu yo yo a hey da wa nu hey yo. Had varim, Haile Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'ri bartabam v'shiftecha b'veitecha v'lechtecha baderech u'v'shachbecha u'v'kumecha u'v'shartam. Leor ayadecha v'chayu letot avot v'inenecha uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Now for the Ani meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life, beginning with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hei, yo aheni wa yo hei, yo aheni wa yo hei. Yesod, yo ahuni wu yo hu, yo ahuni wu yo hu, yo ahuni wu yo hu. Od, yo ahuni wu yo hu, yo ahuni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. Netzach, ye ahi ni wi yo hi. Ye ahi ni wi yo hi. Ye ahi ni wi yo hi. Tiferet, yo ahu ni wo yo ho. Yo ahu ni wo yo ho. Yo ahu ni wo yo ho. Yeah, me we yo. Yeah, me we yo. Yeah, me we yo. Chesed. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hair. Ina. Ye ahini way yo hey. Ye ahini way yo hey. Ye ahini way yo hey. Achma. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Our class tonight is a class by the Ari, writings by the Ari. Subject is Hare and the Omer. You will find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link in the section of the Omer. Titled A Hare's Breath of Wisdom. During the Omer, we let wisdom flow unabated. According to Jewish law, it is forbidden to cut the hair of one's head during the period of the counting of the Omer, in remembrance of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who died as a result of a plague. The Talmud explains that they perished as divine punishment were not honoring one another. The student stopped dying on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer, known as Lag BaOmer. And today, many cease the semi-mourning at this time. Others, like the Ari himself, was accustomed to continue until the day before Shavuot at the completion of 49 days. My commentary. In Kabbalah, we do not do something to commemorate a physical event. Thus, the above explanation is inadequate, in my opinion. Let us hope the spiritual discussion will clarify the reason for the minhag, for the custom, to not cut our hair during the Omer. The reason we do not cut hair during these days is because, as is known, there is a rectification among the Sheva Tikkunei Resha, or the seven rectifications of the head of Ari Chanpin, in the supernal skull, which is the Hebrew word Golgotha, called Emer Hanaki, Emer Hanaki, literally a white world, or the white wool, as associated with the hair which flows from the head of Ari Chanpin, and another rectification called the Tale de Bidulcha, literally the crystal dew associated with the brain. My commentary. All these code words need to be explained. If they are explained during the balance of this essay, then I will expect to explain them at the end of the essay. To fully understand, one must understand the language of branches, and that needs deep explanations of code words, especially the others in the above paragraph. As the Ari will elaborate, the word emer, meaning Emer Hanaki, is spelled the same as the word Omer, Aleph Mem, Ayin Mem, Resh. The Omer has the meaning of the measurement that is prescribed for the daily barley offering, meant to be brought during this time period. Besides the skull itself and the cranial membrane, which is called Kruma Avira, the two above mentioned of the seven supernal rectifications of the head in Ari Chanpin, described by the Zohar Idra Rabba, the large assembly, are the two most supernal, through which all influx of divine wisdom descends to the lower worlds. The mitzvot associated with the period of the counting of the Omer actually helps sweeten all of existence. Emer Hanaki, understood by most as relating to the place of the ears of Ari Chanpin, originates in the inner Netzach and the inner Hod of Atik Yomim. Tale de Dulka is the brain of Ari Chanpin. Its Hakma originates in the Sefirah Kadmon. Thus we see that these two palates, these two places, are the source of most of the harsh forces that descend into this world that we experience. By being conscious of the powers invested in us to modify these powers and put them into a useful context via the mitzvot associated with the period of the counting of the Omer, we actually help sweeten all of existence. Regarding the requirement that the generation of the Exodus preserve a measure of mana as a remembrance to future generations. The Torah states, Moses said to Aaron, take a jar and put a full omer of manna into it. Place it before Hashem for safekeeping for your generations. A few verses later, the amount required is further described. The above paragraph is the secret of the verse. The omer is a tenth of an ephah. And the Hebrew verse is Exodus chapter 16, verse 36. Waha'omer asarit ha'ephah hu. The Ari understands the Omer in the above verse as relating to the Omer of barley that we offer during the period between Pesach and Shavuot, known as the counting of the Omer. Thus, two times the word Omer is the numerical value of the word Keter, literally meaning crown, associated with the skull of Ari Chanpin, and the Emer Hanaki, which is associated with the hairs of the head of Ari Chanpin, which are in the Sephirah of the Keter. And here, the Omer is a tenth of an ephah, as the secret of the letters of the word Peah, which is associated with Malchut, which is called Elohim, which is the tenth of the ten levels, literally midot, thus a tenth of an ephah. The words ephah, the measurement, and peah, literally meaning corner, as in the phrase, the four corners of the earth, connoting this word worldliness, are spelled using the same letters. In Hebrew, ephah is spelled Aleph Yud Pei He. Peah is spelled Pei Yud Aleph He. And this explains the above paragraph. Behold, Rabbi Akiva expounded upon these letters. Rabbi Akiva expounded upon these hairs, which is the secret of when he taught about the crowns of the letters. In the traditional Asherite script of the Torah, crowns resembles small hairs. My commentary. The Asherite script is a very mystical type of font, which is used in the Torah. Some letters have one crown. Some letters have three crowns. In the Torah, 1,800 letters have crowns where the base or the hair-like line are not straight but are bent. Rabbi Akiva is said to explain these letters like line are not straight but are bent. Rabbi Akiva is said to explain these letters. In modern scrolls, these bent letters are not written this way anymore, since the understanding of these differences are not well known. The Talmud describes Moses' astonishment after being given a prophetic vision of Rabbi Akiva expounding myriads of laws related, learned from the crowns found in the traditional Asherite script of the Torah. These crowns resemble small hairs and are described in the writings of the Ari as channels for the descent of supernal wisdom. As a result, because his students perished, it is forbidden to cut hair during this period. And I am adding the period of the Omer. Rabbi Akiva's students were rooted in an aspect of his soul and were channels for his wisdom into this world. In commemoration for this loss, it is fitting that we, on the microcosmic level, we are to act accordingly. Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech from Dino, the B'nai Yisachar, citing the Ari's teachings that Rabbi Akiva was rooted in the Sefirah of Hakma, notes that the Hebrew word for honor, kavod, that which Rabbi Akiva's students were lacking in their treatment of their fellows, has the numerical value of 32, relating to the 32 paths of wisdom from the Sefer Yetzirah. Issachar was reincarnated in Rabbi Akiva, along with Cain. Elsewhere, the Ari notes that the Hebrew word for hair, sayer, is rooted in the same letters as the word for barley, seura, the actual commodity brought as Yomar intensifies. My commentary. Both words, Seyar and Seura, use the Hebrew letters Shin, Ayin, Resh in different order. The word Omer has the numerical value of the letters Shin, Yud, 310, as in the concept of 310 worlds. Yesh, spelled Yud, Shin, Miayin, literally existence from nothingness. Is the same letters in a different order. My commentary. For those who have not yet made the connection, Yeshem can be parsed into Yesh and Shem, two words. The translation then is becomes there is a name. Ayin nothingness is related to the Sefirah of Keter. Thus, the Ari hints that the entire supernal source of the strength of Rabbi Akiva is the same as that of the Omer period. This is the first Yud Shin of the name Issachar, the son of Jacob, a strong-boned donkey, Geon. Issachar was reincarnated in Rabbi Akiva. This is a secret of when Rabbi Akiva said, I will bite you all as would a donkey. In his younger years, Rabbi Akiva, before returning to the fold, used to threaten the sages of his generation thus, in a gate of reincarnation, the Ari goes into great detail regarding the reincarnation of Rabbi Akiva, citing in addition that the majority of the members of the Sanhedrin, the greatest of the sages of each generation, were from the tribe of Issachar, whose strength lay in the Sefirah of Chokma. These are from the writings of the Ari in Pri Etz Haim, one of the sefers written by Rabbi Chaim Vital. I hope you all have a good evening. Hope you all have a wonderful Shvi Shel Pesach and Shabbat, which are now united in this first parasha. Are there any questions? I wish you all Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, reminding you that we have the two classes tomorrow. One is at 7 a.m. West Coast time, and one is at 11 a.m. West Coast time. then there will be no classes on Saturday and no classes on Sunday. I bid you all Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach. Have a wonderful 7th and 8th day of Pesach. And don't eat your chametz too early. Make sure you keep it to the 7th, 8th complete day. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol.
Anyone have any questions? Shalom to everyone. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank
Shalom.
You,
Hanno.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.